Blog Talk Radio.
The three basic P's for a more fulfilled life. You may be sitting there thinking, Coach Adams, I'm intrigued. This is a great question. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Do you embody the three basic P's for a more fulfilled life? Let's get into it, lean in, and discover.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Coach, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. You know, I say it often, but I really mean it. Oh, how I love Mondays. I really and truly do. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. This is your feedback that you have given us. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. You know, our on-demand library is filled, did I say filled, with rich insights on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's hot topic, our subject. Oh, it's so rich. I'm so excited about it. I know where I'm going, and I just can't wait to share the jewels and gems that I have for you today. And so I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming, and then, if time permits, we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to tune right on in and chime in at the appropriate time. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Let them flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you in today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without YOU. So we thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our shape up series, but we're looking at a rich subtopic, a thought to ponder. Three basic P's for life. Three basic P's for life. And no, I'm not talking about green peas. I'm talking about three basic P's that we're going to process around. You know, it's interesting because I don't know about you, but in different seasons of my life, and as I celebrate, it's my birthday month, yes. And so as I celebrate this latest chapter in my life, I often realize at different seasons, I gain different insights. You know, different things stand out in different seasons. And I've come to realize that if I embody a few basic things that life for me, I'm only speaking about me and I'm sharing my insight of empowerment with you today, but I have grown to realize that if I embody a few basic things, like what we're talking about today, life without question, the journey, it's more rewarding, it's more fulfilling. And so as your lifestyle, personal and professional coach, I want to give you some insight into empowerment for you to process with me on, for you to think about that you would live a more rewarding and fulfilling life. You know, one of the things as a coach that really makes my heart ache, it makes my heart sick when I see individuals that are going through life and they are simply existing. They have breath in their bodies. They have life, but yet they're simply existing. They're not living life that's rewarding, that's fulfilling. and my heart aches every time. And so I want us to ourselves this question, and I ask this question of you. Do you embody the three basic P's for a more fulfilled and rewarding life? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, well, you have me teased. What are the P's? Well, we're going to examine and go on a journey of discovery and grow in this rich insight. But I want to share with you around our first area that, you know, I'm an executive consultant. And as an executive consultant, I support corporations in specific areas, and one of which oftentimes is an area of supporting with recruiting, identifying the right team members for their team, helping with coaching and training. And it is so interesting. In addition, a module with an organization called Communication Skills for Business. So this is an area that I love, I appreciate, I teach on it. I'm fighting to live through it as a leader in the different areas in which I serve. But I tell you, it's so interesting. Every time I'll get someone's resume, and the resume, of course, is designed to allow the phone for them to ring. That's the whole thing. And when you pick up that phone, that will determine if you're called in for an actual interview. So, of course, the resume is one thing, but we don't have time to get into that because that's not what the show is about today. But one of the things that I find so interesting is that I'll get the resume, I'll dial the number, ring, 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 and someone will answer. Yeah. Hello, this is so-and-so with so-and-so. Okay. And they are so lackluster. And my heart aches because I'm sitting there to myself thinking, you are absolutely clueless and unconscious in this moment. You are looking for an opportunity. How do I know that? Because you've taken the time to submit your resume. Your resume is saying that I want to be considered for an opportunity. So you submit your resume. With that, you know your phone is going to ring, or at least you're hopeful that your phone will ring. But it's not a mystery because you have submitted your resume. And when I call people and there's this lackluster present, I'm like, okay, here we go. And so one of the areas that I want us to really consider is that we have to be passionate about life. One of the three basic P's for a more fulfilled and rewarding life is we must be passionate. We must have a fire and a zeal for life. Now, one of the things that I've grown to know to be true is that that passion meter is increased. The fire is turned up. The zeal is even greater when our passion is anchored in purpose. And what I'm finding is that there's a large majority of people, they are navigating through life aimlessly, blindfolded, figuratively speaking. They have not a clue on what's the meaning of their life, where they're going in life, the reason why they actually exist, why they were created, because that is what purpose is all about. Purpose represents that very reason why we were created, why something was created, why something exists. And so I have found that oftentimes people are lackluster because they don't know their purpose. Even in submitting a resume, they are just going through the motions. They're trying to get that job that would be a means to an end. And when I ask people, what are you passionate about? They often will say, I don't know. Now, obviously, as a coach, and they don't know the fullness of who is ringing their phone, but as a coach, of course, I know that they don't know. I know that they don't have that zeal, that fire for life in the way in which they answer the phone. I can imagine this individual getting up. They probably hit snooze over and over again because they're dreading getting up and starting their day. Because there is a lack of purpose. Therefore, because there's a lack of purpose, there is no passion. They are lackluster. And this is a thing to understand, that the three basic P's that we're talking about today, this insight into empowerment, if you just turn the frequency up on each of these areas, I assure you, your life and the way in which you navigate on your journey will be more rewarding and it will be more fulfilling. Because it's beyond where you are in this moment. You're tapping into a higher call of purpose, which in essence gives your life meaning. And when your life has meaning, there is a greater passion, fire, and zeal in which you would navigate on your journey. It is when we lack purpose and we're not clear on that, that we just kind of move about humdrum. How is your day? Oh, it's okay. Oh, wow. Okay. They're going to a job that they don't like. They have no fire for. It's a means to an end, and it's evident. They work with people that they can't stand, but they have to be there. And so they're literally just going through the motions. And when we are going through the motions in life, life is not rewarding. It's not fulfilling because we have not unlocked that code of purpose that has been designed in us. So our insight into self-empowerment is that we have to tap into the very reason why we were created. Because when we are living life on purpose, when our trajectory is clear, oh, there is a fire. We are passionate. And this is a thing about passion. Passion is attractive. Ooh, you want to be more attractive? Tap into your passion. action is compelling. You want to be more compelling? Unlock the door to your passion. What are you passionate about? Whatever you are passionate about, it's anchored in your purpose. You see, for Coach Adam, I have always been passionate about giving insight into empowerment. I've always been passionate about that. You know, early on my journey, I have to say, when I was in real estate, and I share this, and for those of you that are regular listeners, you know this story, that one of my last transactions when I was in real estate, I met with this couple, and I'm taking a loan for the application for a refinance loan for them, right? But in essence, in that moment, and I didn't have a title for it at the time, I was coaching them because I've always been passionate about giving individuals insight into self-empowerment, coaching, helping someone to live a more rewarding, more fulfilling life, because that's my purpose. You can't tell me that it isn't. I can't shut it off. It's who I am. And so as we look at the three basic P's for life today and being able to live a more rewarding and fulfilling life, we must understand that we have to be passionate individuals. If you are lackluster on your journey, you have not tapped into your purpose. The people in my circle, woo, I'm around some passionate people, but they are passionate because their passion, that fire, that zeal for life, it's anchored in their purpose. They're clear on the very reason why they were created. And they've unearthed, unlocked that code, and they're living life and tapped into it. Now, it doesn't mean that life is perfect, but woo, you navigate on the journey differently when you have clarity. And so in this season of my life, I have found that passion is contagious. Oh, passion can shift an environment. See, when you're passionate, you in essence are what one has stated is called a state inducer. Ooh, you can change the state of an environment because you're passionate. The opposite is true, that if you are dealing with somebody that's already on the fence, and you come in lackluster, lacking energy. You see, for Coach Adams, I struggle because I find it difficult dealing with people who lack passion. Again, life is not perfect, but how you stick and move and navigate on the journey, it makes a world of difference. And so when I'm in my executive consulting role and I call someone from their resume to see if they're a right fit for the team and they don't have passion, I have very little tolerance for you on the phone. I really do. I'm not going to give you much of my time. Why? Because it would be considered sunk cost. It's a waste of time. If I ring your phone and you know that you have put your resume out there, so you should be expecting the phone to ring, 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 ring. Yeah. Oh, hello, is so-and-so available? And I'm coming, bringing you some fire. I'm trying to tell you, pump it up without telling you to pump it up. And then you respond, yeah, I'm done. I am done. I won't give you much more time. I'm not going to be nasty or rude, but you've already let me know that you lack passion. and people want to experience, live life with, be around individuals that are passionate. I'm telling you, the group that I hang out with, those that are in my close-knit circle, woo, we are off the charts. We are some passionate people, as I stated before. But that passion is anchored in purpose. So yes, we have a zeal, a fire for life. Your life has been designed that you would not just exist. I know stuff is happening. I get it. Life is happening to all of us. You're not the only one that's going through some things. It's not just you that's dealing with circumstances. Everybody is dealing with something because life is about ups and downs. Life is about peaks and valleys. We all go through valley experiences. We all do. No one is above and beyond valley experiences. Even if you have all the resources that you could possibly need, believe me, even those individuals go through peaks and valleys. How do I know this? Look at the suicide rate in the entertainment industry for people who have all of the money. They have the things, the bling, the trappings. They don't want for anything. But yet, there is something still lacking, because if it wasn't, we wouldn't see those that have the stuff feeling like there's nothing more to live for. So passion is not synonymous with, or the lack of passion is not synonymous with what you have or what you don't have. Passion is a state of mind. You bring passion to an environment. Where I'm consulting currently, they crack up every time I walk in the door because I come in with so much fire. I tell them, hello, party people, let's get this started. Let's do it. They always know when I'm in the space because I'm bringing fire, zeal, passion. Do you bring passion to the environment that you are in? When people are around you, do they feel your fire and zeal for life? Or when you come, and see, when you have that fire and that zeal, oh, you bring life to the environment. Or when you come, are you such a Debbie Downer, a Dave Downer, that you suck all of the life out of the atmosphere? You come in and you just take every ounce of life. Because of your negativity, because you're lackluster, because you lack a zeal of fire for life, you lack passion. And then you sit and you wonder why people don't want to be around you. People don't want to be around people that lack passion, fire, zeal. As I stated, passion. And I'm not talking about the romantic passion. Passion in your energy, in the vibrations that you are releasing in the atmosphere. Your passion is contagious. It's attractive. People would say, I want to be around that person. It becomes charismatic, and you're influencing others because you are so on fire for life. People say, wow, I just want to be around so-and-so. Oh, they have such good energy. if you're bringing the fire, the passion, that's what people are saying. Or when you call, do people automatically send you the voicemail? Because they're like, oh, my goodness, he going to zap every inch of energy. She's going to zap every inch of energy. Ooh, can't deal with that one right now. How do people feel about you when you're not in the room? Because of how you show up when you're in the room. That is the question. Again, the three P's for life that we're talking about today to have a more rewarding and fulfilling life that I have come to realize in this season of my life, that if you embody these few basic things, and these are just basic, life would be more rewarding, the journey would be more fulfilling, and as your lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, I desire for you to really understand the significance of these three components that we're talking about today. So we've talked about passion, and I want to challenge you to evaluate when you go into an environment, do you bring the fire? Do you bring a zeal for life? Now, this fire and this zeal that represents your passion, it's anchored in purpose. I understand. I deal and coach with individuals all the time who are struggling in this area. I've been nicknamed the purpose doctor because I know what it feels like to be out of alignment with one's purpose. And so I have a special bend in this area. And in the month of March, I am, for new and returning clients, I am gifting 1 month of complimentary coaching for any coaching partnership on any of my programs, because I desire to give back in this month of my birthday as I celebrate, but I want to celebrate you. I want to support you in moving to the next level on your journey. You know, for those of you that are regular listeners, that my heart is that you would win. What do I mean, Coach Adams? What do you mean? That you would win, W-I-N, work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and what you're working is you're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. And when we do that, we're fulfilling the purpose, the higher call, the assignment on our lives, and now life is more passionate. So do you represent passion, fire, zeal? You know, interestingly enough, it's so interesting that my name, Shania, the way that it's spelled has a Peruvian root. The origin of my name and why my mother named me Shania is an association with a friend that she had that was Shawnee Indian. But the way in which my name ended up being spelled, and I have my godmother to thank for that, when my mother was in the hospital, she gave my mom a gift for me, not knowing how to spell my name yet, just what it was. She spelled it in the way that it's spelled today. My mom was spelling it more phonetically, that it was clear it would have been Shawnee Indian. And we liked, my mom liked, I love it, the way that it looked. And so she went with that on my birth certificate. And when I did a search of my name, because I feel it's important to know what your name means, I found out that the Peruvian root, in which the way my name is spelled, means flame. How ironic, right? Flame. My nickname in certain circles is That Girl Is On Fire. That's my theme song, Flame. But I am very passionate. I do have a zeal and fire for life. Even when I didn't know what my purpose was, I was still a passionate individual. And people, as I stated before, they are drawn to, attracted to people that are passionate. As we move on into the three basic P's that I have grown to realize we should embody in order to have a more rewarding and fulfilling life, we talked extensively about passion. And that was important to me because, as I stated, people are living through life, navigating through life. They're wondering, why am I not getting what I want? Why am I not, are people not wanting to be around me? And I would tell you, it's because you lack passion. And so you are repelling people instead of compelling them to be drawn to you. You're repelling them because people are dealing with stuff and they don't want you coming in adding to the stuff that they're already dealing with. They're fighting to maintain their own fire and passion, and then you come in. And so the atmosphere, the environment is zapped and shifted. And so if you're not getting what you desire, it could in fact be that the way that you're showing up in the environment that you're in, you are lacking passion. You're lackluster. Now, I wasn't always this way in my continence, though, and it, too, worked hand in hand. I remember in my 20s, you know, people would say, Shania, are you okay? Shania, is everything okay? No, seriously, I care about you. Is everything okay? And I kept hearing that and hearing that and hearing that. I'm like, why are the people asking me, am I okay? I'm fine. And the reality was I really was fine. But what I realized is that I wasn't allowing, as I now call, my weather, my sunshine, meaning my countenance of my face, to show that I was fine. I can get pretty intense. I have to stay mindful of that. Very expressive in my face. I know that about me. And so I had to adjust that. So know that your passion and what messaging you're sending in your nonverbal cues, communication, is as equally as important as what you're saying. Because if you're saying, I have a fire, passion, zeal for life, but yet your countenance, your nonverbal communication doesn't speak to that, people are not buying into what you're saying. So be mindful that the two work hand in hand. The other that I've learned in our piece that we're looking at today is that we, not only should we be passionate, but we should be playful. Anyone that knows me knows that I am always talking about let's play in the sandbox. Now, this is the thing. I wasn't always one that approached life with a lightheartedness, but I've learned that you can't be so intense. We have different sides of our personality. I can be intense. But I've come to realize in the right space, being able to be playful and not taking ourselves too seriously, not taking life too seriously, giving yourself the grace of laughter and joy, playing, interacting, having fun. You know, I serve, for those of you that are regular listeners, you know this, but I am the global master trainer for my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth's ministry, Boss the Movement, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters program in Vertical Leap. And we do, Boss the Movement is a youth leadership training curriculum. And so we're teaching the youth, and we come together every week. Why do I share that with you? one of our trainers, I remember them saying early on, if I'm not having fun, I don't need to do it. And what I love about that statement is this, that life is to be enjoyed. You should enjoy your journey of life. I know, believe me, there are times when things happen. I get it. I lived through and have lived through difficult spots and challenging spaces. But when you can be playful, when you can just have fun, life is more rewarding and it's more fulfilling. You will navigate on your journey differently. You see, the thing about each of the areas that we're talking about in our three basic P's for a more fulfilled life, each of these elements, if you embrace them, you're navigating on your journey differently. You know, it has been stated that it's not so much what happens to a man or a woman, but rather it's how they respond to what happened. And so my question to you is, how are you responding to life's issues? If you want to experience change in your life, a quote by Gandhi is so profound because it states, you must be the change you wish to see in the world. And that doesn't mean necessarily globally the world, just your immediate world. If you want to see the change in your world, you have to ask yourself the question, what am I bringing to my journey? And I challenge you to think about, what are you bringing to your journey? Think about that. Because if you can't play, I have a few people. Now, the coach in me, she can be very serious at times. I often tell people, I have several different sides to my personality. Shania, she is very intense. She really is. She's very intense. She's very rigid. She's very professional. She's very straight-laced. She's very Shania. Marie, which is my middle name, Marie is the playful one. So you don't just want Shania without Marie. Shania Marie. I can get very intense. Shania, that side of my personality, can get very intense. And I'm okay with being transparent and sharing this with you because, as Shakespeare says, to thine own self be true. And I'm sharing this with you, being vulnerable and transparent, because I want you to know that you have to recognize that if you're not able to be playful, if you don't know your different sides of your personality, when it's time to play and have fun, you're going to shut people down. People don't want the intensity all the time. I have a few people that, boo, they know how to pull out Marie. We can have some fun together. We can just get on the phone, get in person, and we will just holler, laugh, have a good time. Everybody can't bring that side out of me. But I do recognize that, yes, you have to create that safe space. But I had to be willing to say, hey, come on, let's play in the sandbox. Let's have some fun. Now, let's keep it in perspective. There's a time for everything. And I know that as the coach. But if you're so intense all the time, so rigid all the time, people are not going to want to be around you. Because when you can be playful and have fun and lighthearted and laugh, again, guess what? Attractive, compelling, your life is more rewarding when you don't take yourself so seriously. If you fall down, laugh. Get back up. Have fun. Do a prank on someone. Just have a good time. Make a joke. Life in and of itself can be intense and serious. Right now, there's some intense things going on in the world around us. Major banks shutting down. I mean, just like, what is happening? If you allow yourself to only focus in on that, I assure you, you would be trying to find a bridge to jump off of, because the intensity of life can be too much. So take the time. Run in the rain, dance in the rain, run on the beach, have fun, toss a ball, play with the dog, anything but get on a playground. I am notorious. People don't know this about me. I can get on a playground, sit on the swing in a minute. There is this playful, girly side of me that I know and recognize that it's so important to allow yourself to have that lightheartedness to your personality as well as the intensity of the one that's focused and all of those various things. So I want to challenge you to recognize that if you want a more rewarding and more fulfilling life, you have to be passionate first and foremost. That passion is anchored in purpose. You have to learn how to be playful, lighthearted. You, I am telling you, get me in Magic Mountain somewhere, amusement park, I'm having a good time. Get me on the skate floor, oh, I'm having a good time. What is it that you need to do so that you can be lighthearted, playful, have fun, enjoy life, laugh. Stop taking life so seriously. These are the areas in which you will have a more rewarding and more fulfilling life. How about this? We talked about two of the three P's. The last and final P that I have grown to know to be true is that how you view things is how you're going to navigate and do things on your journey. And so my third P in the three basic P's for a more fulfilled life is that you have to approach life from a positive point of view. You have to learn to be optimistic. If you are not already, I often share a story of a dear associate that many years ago I was very close with. This individual, when I tell you, if there was something negative to find in anything, oh my gosh, they could sniff it out because they were not by any means optimistic. They were pessimistic. And after time, people don't want to be around somebody that's always finding the negative. The time to see the positive in any situation. And believe me, I know that there are times when that is not so easy. I know it isn't. I know it's not. There are times on my journey, it's been a struggle. I know it. I've lived it, but I've made a conscious decision to say, you know what? What am I going to focus in on? Because see, that you have the choice to decide what you're going to focus on. That's not decided for you. You, in that moment of time, when you're dealing with that quote unquote fork in life's road, it's up to you to determine, will I look at things from the glass half full, or will I focus on the glass half empty. You know, I think about my spiritual mom. She has a song, Count Your Blessings. Take the time to count your blessings. I tell my clients often, and again, in this season, March, celebrating my birthday, I'm giving the gift of empowerment. New and returning clients, if you want to take advantage of this offer for 1 month of complimentary coaching, one-on-one coaching with any coaching partnership, text or call our team, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Text your name and birthday 2023, and I'll know that you are interested in my one-on-one coaching gift that I'm giving in this season. Now, what have we talked about today on Motivational Mondays? And then I'm opening the lines up. Actually, I'm going to open the lines up, and then we'll do our recap and give you an opportunity. I'm looking at the time. I would love to hear from you. Have you chime in? You know, this is the time in our broadcast when we give you the opportunity to share in the discussion. I would love to hear from you. You have invested this hour of empowerment. You've invested this time. I would love to know, what are you taking away from today's broadcast? Was there any rich insight that you are gleaning as we talked about today, our three P's for a more fulfilled life? Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You can't just push 1 on your keypad of your computer. You have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are open and we welcome your engagement. What have we talked about today on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You? The rich insight of empowerment that was shared today was around what I've called the four P's, the four P's for a more fulfilled life. You know, on my journey at different stages, as I shared, I have come to realize different things at different stages. And in this stage of my life, I've come to realize the significance of the three P's that one must embody, these few basic elements, in order to experience, live out a more rewarding and fulfilling life. They're very simple, yet at the same time, quite complex. This thing of passion, having the fire and the zeal anchored in purpose. That is our first P that we talked about today. And if you missed any portion of today's installment, I encourage you to revisit our archives so that you can get the full richness of what was shared today. You can visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. So back to our three P's and what we talked about, the richness today. We can't get into the fullness with you if you've missed some of it, but I do want to give you a summary recap. So we said the first P is that we must approach life with passion, anchored in purpose. The second P is that we must know and learn how to be playful, lightheartedness on our journey, understanding that it is a balance. Yes, there's a time to be more professional and intense, but there's another time when you need to embrace and be more lighthearted. Don't take light things too seriously. Take the time to have a good chuckle, laugh, tell a good joke, watch something funny, run on the beach, sit on the playground on the swing, as I stated that I will do. And it's not uncommon that I'll do that. People are surprised. I'll be walking by. I'm like, hey, let's go on the playground. Play in a sandbox. You must be playful on your journey. You also must approach life. Again, the three basic P's for a more fulfilled life that will be more rewarding for you is that you must approach life with a positive point of view, from an optimistic, hopeful place. You see, when you can see the good even in the midst of great adversity and circumstances, there's always something positive to be found in the midst of a challenge. Oh, I see we have a caller. Caller, area code 310, last four digits 8171. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today?
Well, hello, Coach Adams. Love the show. Love it, love it, love it. My question for you is, you spoke about having that energy and pumping it up. How do you get your team, you know, from in a room with the team and I need to lead this team, how do I get them to know the difference, to not look at me as someone that is just like the playful guy, but he also can be serious? You know, so if you pump up and you're kind of woohoo, that kind of thing, people can get the wrong impression and think that, oh, they're just a nice guy, the nice lady, whomever it may be. And they won't take you serious all the time, especially when you need to be. So how can I really have the best of both worlds in that? Do you understand my question? How can I do that?
I do. Ooh, I do. And it is in each of these areas, and I thank you so much, caller, for your question, because in each of these areas, it is a difficult balance. And we have to know when to bring the playful side, when to bring the professional business side. But when I'm talking about passion, I'm not necessarily talking about this, you know, empty energy that's just loud, but this transference of energy that is filled with fire, vigor. People can see it in your eyes, so it's not just I'm loud, but rather it is this fire of transference that when you bring that, different than the loud, empty noise, that in and of it anchors it, and it's more attractive. Because even in the workplace professionally, as I stated, when I come into the room, the space, they know I'm there. But they know I am one that will handle business, which is why they brought me in, and I'm getting the results. So it is a difficult balance. We have to know what environment and zone we're in and bring that accordingly. There's a certain time for the loud energy. Like if you're at a game, that's the time. If you're at an amusement park, but you can't bring that in the boardroom, but you still have to bring your fire and your passion, because that strong, compelling emotion is what's going to cause people to be drawn to you instead of repel from you, because of the negative energy. I hope that answers your question. Was that helpful for you?
Very much so. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and for engaging. I always love the engagement, and I so appreciate you. I really do. It's amazing how quickly time flies. We got to wrap it up today and close it out. So I want to share with you that where you are today is always subject to change. You don't have to stay there. If you want different results, you have support that's available for you. There are tools at your fingertips, just a phone call or text away. Get in touch with our team at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. If you weren't able to ask your question today, but you want to keep the dialogue going, join our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome, and we encourage you to engage with us there. Know that we are here every week faithfully, and we encourage you to set your timer, make sure that you have Motivational Mondays on your calendar so that you can jumpstart your week empowered with the tools that you need and the insight that's needful for you to move to the next level on your journey. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you again for tuning in. I leave you with this. I coach and you win.